Praise God. Amen. Can you feel his presence? I can. Hallelujah. Let's just go into his peace right now. Close your eyes. Jesus, praise your Lord. Hallelujah. Praise your Jesus. Praise your Jesus. I am blessed with your peace, Jesus. I'm blessed with your grace, your mercy, your compassion, your faith. I'm blessed with salvation through you, Jesus. I'm blessed with your gifts. I'm blessed with your fruits. I'm blessed with faith. I'm blessed with hope. And I'm filled with your love. I thank you tonight, Jesus, for your presence in this place. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. All these wonderful blessings, we got to say it, right? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. God wants to talk tonight about God, about words determine destiny. Words determine destiny. You can get yourself, you know, your words can get all diseased. In other words, we're complainers and we talk about this and we say this. It creates an emotion in us depending on what's going on in our lives. If we're broke or if we're sick or if we're whatever's going on, we say words and it drives us either into light or into darkness. And so God wants you to just be revived tonight about the importance of what words you say. And that your words don't become diseased by the world and by sickness and by demons who want you to have an emotion rather than be led by the Spirit of God. Because there's a law of the Spirit, amen? Amen. Hallelujah. So destiny is found in Christ. So you and I must learn to release our faith in identification with all those good things that are in us in Christ Jesus. That's why we say we're blessed with his mercy, we're blessed with his peace. You may not think you're blessed. But unless you start saying words and say you're blessed and you're blessed with his grace, you're blessed with his compassion, you're blessed with his gifts, you're blessed with his fruits, you're blessed with the mind of Christ, you're blessed. Because the finished work of Jesus Christ is where we live. We're supposed to live there anyway. And it's a law of the Spirit for us to confess and identify with those things that are in Christ. And so every day you're going to come up against battles where situations are going to try to control you, and you're going to have to take authority over the thought or over the words you're speaking. You can't say words. You must say words from the world. You must say words from the Word of God. Amen? And it'll determine your destiny. A lot of us are driven into darkness. A lot of us are driven into oppression, depression. A lot of us are driven into financial problems because of what we say. Because once you say things that ain't lined up with the Word of God, then the devil jumps on that. Leviathan is a spirit that's like an alligator or a crocodile. He'll take you deep down in, and he'll keep you down there until you can't breathe and you can't have any breath no more. And so God wants you to know that words are very important to God. And he don't want to speak in words from the flesh. A lot of us, I was talking with someone today, and all that came out of that person's mouth is cussing and swearing. And then halfway through the conversation, the person said, oh, the Lord just loves us all. And so God wants us eventually to grow up and start speaking words from the world. Stop speaking words that defeat us and don't bring the glory of God into our lives. Amen? Hallelujah. Turn, if you would, Steve, to Proverbs 18:21. We were there last Sunday, I think. Proverbs 18:21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. So God wants you and I to understand that death and life, we can speak death or we can speak life. And so all of us who are born again, part of the body of Christ, sons and daughters, kings and priests, we ought to be led by the law of the Spirit. And we ought to be having a destiny that's found in Christ. The body here should be finding that destiny in Christ. You should be identifying with those things in Christ. This is a daily thing, saints, to speak life into our lives, to speak this daily, every day. So when I get up in the morning, I say a whole bunch of stuff. I'm redeemed and I'm blessed, and I name a bunch of blessings. I do that before I even get out of bed. I've been doing this for years now. And so when something comes up, a storm comes up against you or in life, you have the peace of God in your life. My wife's in the hospital, and she wanted to go to the clinic over there. I took her over to the clinic, and the guy said she had pneumonia. And so I brought her down to the emergency room. They took an x-ray, and she didn't have pneumonia. And they were given antibiotics for pneumonia, but she had a virus. You know what a virus is? I don't know what it is. Doctors don't know what it is. They just say it's a virus. And so while I was sitting there in the emergency room, they put a machine on her. And the machine, her heart would start at 80 and go to 175. And red lights would come on and go on and everything else. Betty never got excited. I never did. And the more this happened, the more the doctors ran in there and looked at these machines and trying to, I got more peace. And eventually, before they brought her up to a room, everything was normal. This machine was going haywire, and I just kept speaking the blood of Jesus. Every time a doctor came in and he'd throw some medical term, this is going on, this is bad, this is not good, and so on and so forth. Betty never moved an inch, and I never moved an inch. We never got excited. He came in and done his thing. We didn't even ask him questions because we weren't going to believe in that report. And she was flowing in the Spirit the same as I was. So when they brought her up the room, everything on that machine was normal. It was really wild to go through an experience like that and not be moved by what the machine was saying, but be moved by what the Spirit of God was saying in you. So I kept speaking the blood of Jesus. I kept speaking the blood of Jesus, the pure blood of Jesus. And I was quoting scriptures and speaking scriptures. And I'd see that machine change right before my eyes. So I knew it was a spiritual attack. She was having lung problems and everything else. Well, today, and her oxygen count was way, way down. Now it's at 93, and the heart is normal. They woke her up all night last night putting this machine on her. They couldn't find nothing wrong. And so she's really resting well now, and she'll probably either come home tomorrow or day after anyway. The thing about I'm trying to say here is, words determine destiny. I could have gone into that medical report. That could have taken over my emotions and my life. It could have put thoughts into my mind. The devil was trying to do that. To see the Word of God control a machine right before your eyes, a miracle going on right before your eyes, it's really something. And to see the peace of God come on me and my wife, every time a doctor ran in there with all this stuff and the machines were really making noise. I mean, these things went off like, beep, 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 you know, all that stuff and so on and so forth. And I just kept praying in tongues, kept speaking the blood of Jesus. And I said, God, you're so good because your presence is here. How do I know the peace of God was on me and Betty? So that's what I'm trying to say, and that's what God wants us to know. I could have spoke death, but I spoke life. And the situation didn't move me. And this can happen whether it's finances, whether it's a wife problem, a husband problem, a children problem, a church, whatever problem may be, you see, what you say, if you'll speak life, you see, it will keep you out of the world, but into the confession of the kingdom. And so God wants us to learn that, and God don't want us to flow with any report that is not the report of God. I looked out the window today. I was down here most of the day today, and I looked out the window. My two daughters were down there with me, and that parking lot was completely jam-packed, which tells me there's so much sickness, there's so much disease. There's 40% of the children today are born with only one parent, and they're going out and they're growing up and out into the world. There's a decay going in on America right now. And there's so many, wherever you turn, there's a bad report. It seems, it may not be about you, but there's a bad report going on. When I was in the emergency room, there was all, diseased people, sick people. And man, I said, Lord, we need a revival. See, I believe that everything that happens in my life, in Betty's life, is for a reason. We're going to learn something from it. So this whole thing is going on. What do I have to learn? Am I going to be removed by or get upset over a report? Or am I going to flow in the peace of God? That's what the Spirit of God was trying to teach me and her. You see? Because in life, we all know we have all these different problems. And so words can determine your destiny. Your destiny can be in trouble or deep in the world and so on and so forth. Or your destiny can be coming from Christ. The blessings in Christ. So it's hard, saints. I'll get thoughts in my mind, and I'll fight those thoughts, and I'll just say, I love you, Jesus. I praise you, Jesus. I honor you, Jesus. I thank you that I'm washed and cleaned in your blood. And the thought will go. That's holding up the shield of faith. And so God wants you to have a good destiny in Christ. He's got a plan for all of our lives. He's got a plan for the church. He's got a plan for the fivefold. He's got a plan for the finger and the thumb and so on and so forth. And the enemy, it's his plan to get us out of it. You know, Job is a good example. Some people say that's the Old Testament. Job is a good example because he lost everything, lost his family. Even his wife said, curse God and die. Well, we may not go to that extreme, but in life, we have all these things that come up against us, whether it's sickness, whether it's finances, whatever it may be, and you can have a destiny in Christ by your confession, by speaking life. First, you've got to know what's in Christ. You've got to identify with all those good things that are in you in Christ Jesus. Amen? So if you was to say tonight, you go home tonight, and you start naming all those good things that are in you in Christ Jesus, how many could you name? That's why we say here, I'm blessed with his grace. We go through all these different things. I'm blessed by being able to speak his name, the name of Jesus. I'm blessed with the gifts of the Spirit. I'm blessed. I laid my hands on my wife's chest last night when all this stuff was going on, and I felt God go right into her chest. She wasn't excited. She just laid there. She just looked at me. Her eyes are open. We were having a conversation about something nice, something good, and so on and so forth. The point being, saints, I have gone off the edge in some areas, but this particular time, God wants, I want to teach you this. I want you to have the peace when these things are going on in your life. I want you to identify with those good things that are in you in Christ Jesus. I want that to become a part of your confession. So you just can't go home and think of four or five things. It's got to be a lifestyle. When you get out of bed in the morning, I don't care what your body feels like. There's somebody up here in the back up here, and there's certain movements right here. When you move a certain way like this, it really hurts you right here. God is adjusting that. Whatever's going on in your back, God is adjusting it right now. And it doesn't seem to be in the muscles. It's in the vertebrae, in the bone part. And God's healing that right now. Shoveling snow? That little lady out there shoveling snow. Wow. Praise God. Well, hallelujah. So we want to adopt and grow into all those good things that are in us in Christ Jesus. You'll be surprised the battles you can get into and how you win every one of them. So if a family tree or a family curse tries to tell you something, what you're going to say is, no, I have grace. I have mercy. Old man's passed away. The old man's become new. I'm brand new. I have the mind of Jesus Christ. I have the Spirit of God in me. And the Spirit of God will help you say the right things. He'll bring scriptures. He'll bring things to your remembrance that Jesus has said. You can get in this conversation with the heavenly realm and the Spirit of God that's in you that will get you off from that your mind, off from things that causes and creates emotions in our lives. We all know what anger is. We all know what bitterness is. We all know what unforgiveness is. We all know what all these different things that are out. There's roots to these things. I know this is the reason why a lot of people stay in poverty. They just are not able to speak the Word of God unless they see it. See, we're always determined wanting to see something, but God says, I want you to walk by faith. Amen? So if you want to learn tonight, you start tomorrow, the rest of your life. It is not something you're going to do for a week. You confess all those good things that are in you in Christ Jesus. And the more you add to it, the more the Spirit of God will help you. And all of a sudden, all you'll be doing is speaking good things that are in you in Christ Jesus. Not a bad emotion, but good things that are in you in Christ Jesus. See, I believe that God can heal minds. I believe that God can heal oppression, depression, mental illness, all of that. I believe that God can take the mind and where it's some broken thoughts. God can heal all that. But we got to get God into our minds. Amen? Hallelujah. So the idea is, say, I focus on the promises that are in Christ, not the problem. And that's what you got to do. See, most people don't realize and don't work at it right away. But once the problem starts, you see, in your mind or something in your mind, then you got to start speaking the promises. You got to identify all those good things that are in you in Christ Jesus. If you'll do that, your body will stay healed. You'll never get into fear. You know, there's so much fear today. When I looked out there in that parking lot today, that place was, I was thinking, I wonder how much fear is through this hospital. So-and-so over there is dying of cancer. So-and-so got a car accident. I was in the emergency room, and this young guy came in about 24 years old, and he had been in a car accident and split the back of his head open. And the dad was really, the dad came in later, and he was all upset because he was still sitting there, and he was trying to get him into the room to see somebody and so on. So he finally got him in there. But there's a lot of hurting people, and I was wondering, one time I went down to a hospital in Walterburg, Colorado, and we got there early, me and Betty did, and so we went to the hospital, and it was probably a small bed hospital, maybe 50 beds in there, something like that. And so at that time, you could go down through the rooms and pray for people, because if you prayed for this one, they'd say, hey, pray for me. Well, we went down and prayed for everybody in the hospital. The next day, I think there was a couple of three people left there. We went back down for the revival the following day, and there was a couple of people left in the hospital. Wouldn't you like to go down to St. Francis and just clean the hospital out? Isn't that what God's about? I mean, if we believe in the Bible, and we believe in speaking life, and we believe we have the gifts of the Spirit in us, and we believe that we can speak the name of Jesus and disease must bow to us. You know what the trouble is? We've gotten away from the gifts. We've gotten away from identifying with all those good things that are in Christ Jesus. We've gotten away from the mind of Christ. We've gotten away from things. And I'll tell you what will happen when you get away. If you would, Steve, turn to Hebrews 4, 1 and 2. We can wind up with the same way the people were listen to this now. Therefore, since a promise, we're in verse 1, 4:1. Therefore, since a promise remains of entering his rest, let us fear lest any of us of you seem to have come short of it. Short of what? Entering his rest. For indeed, the gospel was preached to us as well as to them, but the word which they heard did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in those who heard it. So we have to mix faith with the Word of God, else we're not going to get into the promises, just like they did. They didn't mix faith with it, you see. So when the Word is coming to you, you got to mix faith with it. What is faith? Faith is in you. Everything you need is in you. The God kind of faith is in you. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So everybody here can have faith if you speak the Word of God, because the Bible says faith comes, right? So when the word is being spoken, you have to mix faith with it. That's what he's saying here. If they didn't mix faith with it, so they didn't get the promises. They didn't get what God promised them. So you and I got to mix faith with it. So if we got things going on in the world, we're going to start speaking the word of God. We're going to identify with all those good things that are in us in Christ Jesus. You don't have to know 15,000 things, saints. You just got to identify, because that's where your destiny is. It's in Christ. It's in Christ in you, and the Spirit's trying to release it through you. So the Spirit's trying to get you to speak faith words and receive the fullness of the promises of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen? So when that machine was going haywire, I was speaking the blood of Jesus. And you know that machine was obeying the blood? I would see that thing go from 175 all the way down to 81. That's her heart rate. And then down here, it would kick off. And there'd be a, that thing would start going. And I'd speak the blood of Jesus Christ. And it would, in the lines that come out, you know, it shows the beat and everything else. Those things were all over the screen. Then all of a sudden, it was perfect. Then all of a sudden, there'd be attack again. Then all of a sudden, it'd be perfect. But guess what? When she finally went up to the room, it was all perfect. You know, I don't know how much time had gone by where I was actually, I didn't tell the doctors this, but I was testing, have we won? And I determined we had won. Because the machine didn't kick off again. It didn't go haywire again. There must have probably been a half an hour or 45 minutes that went by with perfect normal. But that devil was in that machine, I believe it as well as I'm standing here. But I was speaking life, you see. I wasn't speaking death, I was speaking life. For indeed, the gospel was preached to us as well as to them, but the word which they heard did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in those who heard it. So God says you got faith in you, right? So when you hear the word of God, you're going to mix it with faith, because faith cometh when you speak the word of God, when you hear the word of God. Amen? Hallelujah. So you're not without faith. But the whole trouble is we don't keep after something until we win. We just kind of speak it once and twice, and if it doesn't happen, we say, well, I guess God didn't want to do it. See, God's given us the authority to take authority over those things and to speak the word of God into that and to mix it with faith and speak in the name of Jesus Christ. I don't care if it's a machine. I don't care what it is. God, all things are possible with God. All things are possible to us who believe. Mark 9:23, right? All things are possible if we believe. All things. So it's possible to take authority over a machine. Right? I've seen it. I seen a baby one time that was dying. She was, I think she was dead. She was, the baby was just blue and the eyes were up in the head and everything else. And I grabbed the baby. Betty started praying in the spirit. And I, before the paramedics got there, the baby had come back alive. And it reached out to me and it coughed and reached out to hug me because I had it like this in my arms. I'm telling you, all things are possible with God. If you'll speak life, and if you won't receive those words, if you won't receive that oppression, that depression, if you won't receive what the machine says or what the report says, if you won't receive it, or if you'll put it down with the, put that that report down with the Word of God, I'm telling you, saints, you can turn things around in your life. You can turn things around. If you get up in the morning, you open your wallet, and there's $2 in there, and you say, I'm broke today, guess what? You'll be broke. You should be able to see in there where your faith is. If you haven't built your faith from the Word of God, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God, my God shall supply all my need according to the riches in glory by Christ Jesus. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Amen? God says, I want to do way beyond what you think. That's the trouble with us. We do too much thinking outside of the Word of God. We have to think in the mind of Christ, in the Word of God, by speaking the Word of God. Hallelujah. Amen? So God wants you to learn tonight and be encouraged tonight and be refreshed tonight that words determine destiny, and so your destiny is found in Christ. That's what your destiny is. Don't try to figure out anything along that. That's what your destiny is, in Christ. And you want the Spirit of God to have his way in your life. So whatever's going on, if you have a problem in your life and you get upset and you get an emotion, you say things that are diseased words. You know, words can become diseased. I don't know if we understand that or not, but words can become diseased. The tongue can become a disease. What I mean by all you do is speak worldly things. All you do is cuss. All you do is speak defeat. All you do is speak. We shouldn't let nothing come out of our mouths as we're growing Christians, temple of the Holy Spirit, only the Word of God. And you'll turn every situation around. I'm telling you, you can change your body around. You can change your mind around. You can change your finances around. There's people sitting here that shouldn't be have going on what's going on in your body. The reason is, it's an ongoing thing. It's a lifetime commitment, saints. You just can't say it once or twice. You got to say it until you get the victory. If it's a pain, you got to say it till the pain goes. If it's money, you got to say it till money comes. Say, money cometh. Everything you need is in you in Christ Jesus. And that's where your destiny is. And that's where your confession should be. I don't know if anybody here can identify with a lot of things that are in us in Christ Jesus, but that's what the Bible says in Philemon 1:6, if you would, Steve. Hallelujah. Take a look at this. You've probably seen it before, but see it again. That the sharing of your faith may become effective. Say, I want to become effective. By the acknowledgement of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Doesn't that say it all? If you want it effective, then your words will determine your destiny in Christ. If you want it to become effective, there's got to be an acknowledgement, identification of every good thing which is in you in Christ. And it's a lifestyle. It's allowing the mind of Christ to be in us. See, I honestly believe that we're supposed to have testings and trials as Christians. Some people don't teach us. Some people kind of go around it. But that's not true. I can go through all kinds of things. Stephen, why would God allow Stephen to be stoned to death? You know what the trouble is? Here's the trouble. In the Old Testament, the manna that came out of heaven, the bread, that's Jesus. But they had to go get it every day. They couldn't store it up. That means that you and I ought to be speaking life every day, or identifying with those good things that are in us in Christ Jesus every day. That's the manna. The water that came out of the rock was Christ. They drank Christ. So if they couldn't store up, they had to speak it every day. You and I ought to have an identification. We ought to be speaking the Word of God or those things in Christ in us every day. So much time should be spent doing that. I had someone in my office, and I went through this whole thing, told this individual what to do. That individual ain't came back and ain't even doing it. You know why? We just don't want to do, if it takes any effort on our part, we don't want to be tested. You know, Peter said your faith's got to be tested to see if it's more important to you than gold. What's important in our lives? Well, Jesus must become more important in our lives. Some people wonder why I'm not down in the hospital, because I have faith in God. God's taking care of her. She's fine. Me laying there all night moaning and groaning and complaining about the hard bed or the pillow not working right. And me and my wife have a relationship of 55 years. We met when we were 16 years old. We know what we're doing. I don't need anybody's help to tell me what to do. If you don't have a track record in that area, shut up your mouth. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. See, we always want everybody to put the same glove on, walk in the same footprints, and do the same thing. We got a paintbrush thing. See, we put everybody in the basket. Well, I went down there, and I did this, that. Hogwash. Maybe you're not where I am spiritually. I'm not in fear of my wife's life. She's in God's hands. And everything's gone back to normal. I went down and spent all this afternoon with her, and I ate her turkey sandwich. I said, "You going to eat that, hon?" She said, "No, you can have it. That turkey was so good, man." I said, "Can you call downstairs and get another one?" Hallelujah. So we not only shared in the Word of God, but I got this thing that, I don't know why me and Betty bought it. She asked me to bring some stuff down from the house, and I looked in the closet. You know those things you pull a handle up and you take them to the airport and they're on wheels? We've had two of them for 20 years, never used it. It's one of those things that springtime comes, we all go buy an extra rake or something. I bought this thing, and I brought that down to her. I'll tell you what, I didn't even know it was in the closet. God said, "Look in the closet. Look behind the clothes. There's that thing looking at me." Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Okay, you want a couple of examples you got to do? Praise the Lord. Well, first of all, you got to identify all those good things that are in you in Christ Jesus. That's right there. That's the Word of God. So don't come up and tell me anything. Just this is what says it. This settles it right here. I ain't going to tell you anything different that says. And if you can't spend time acknowledging those good things that are in you every day, 7 days a week, how long? The rest of your life. If you want to have victory in your mind, victory in your marriage, victory in your finances, this is something you got to identify. That proved last night, we had the battle. We had a battle with a machine, and we won because we didn't shut up. We didn't start speaking it. And the more excited the doctors got, they had a heart specialist in there and everything else, and one guy said, I said, listen, God's got a plan for her life. That person just went out to lunch. He looked at me like, huh? I almost said, get out of the room. God's got a plan for her life. And it ain't going to listen to all your whose report you're going to believe. We're not going to believe your report. Hallelujah. Hot lady came in there, and I stood right up beside her, walked right over to her like that right there was her, and I got this close. I said, you know, Jesus healed me from multiple sclerosis. She looked at me like, this guy's out to lunch. I don't care. I was saying that all over the hospital. No one was paying attention to me. I don't care. God was. I won the battle against the machine. The machine weren't going to dictate what's going on in my wife's body. God's word is. And a lady goes, a lady comes in and takes the machine and takes it out. She says, there's something wrong with the machine. And brought another one back in and it started doing it again. I felt like saying, you got any more of those out there? I was sitting there last night, and they checked her in, and her up in the room, and they were asking her all these crazy questions. Do you have a will? Betty said, yes. Well, if something goes wrong, who do I contact? I went. You know what she was talking about? Donations. I said, lady, you ain't getting no eyes here. Go to the Five and Dime. I'm not going to believe in that report. Can you imagine that? The person's laying there, and I'm sitting there, and they're asking this stuff. Can we have her lungs? Can we have her eyes? You ain't getting nothing. If you want to do that, that's fine. I'm not into that. I'm into seeing a miracle in my wife's body. Not standing there, she's laying there, start giving her eyes away. Praise God, amen? You've heard this before. Romans 12, 1 and 2. One, you know, that's complete surrender. Have we surrendered everything? You know, there's a song out, I Surrender All. They used to sing it in the Baptist church. You ever heard that song, I Surrender All? You know, we sing that, and we ain't surrendered 90% of ourselves. I surrender all, I surrender all. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. He don't want your body a pawn shop. Wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. In other words, I surrender everything. And now I'm going to be dictated by the word of God. I'm not going to hold anything back. I'm the clay, he's the potter. What do I allow him to mold me into? What do I fight him on? Some people like to hang on to pornography. Some people like to hang on to cussing. Some people like to hang on to different things in their lives. What have you not surrendered? That's the reason why this message is coming alive tonight, is because words determine destiny. The destiny is in Christ, and what you're talking about in Christ, what have you not surrendered? Maybe it's your confession. Maybe it's your words. Maybe it's your diseased words that you speak out of your mouth that brings nothing but sickness or despondent or oppression or whatever it may be. Words can be diseased, saints. So God wants you, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God. In other words, God wants you to surrender everything. So if I was in my home in my bed right now and surrender came to me, I would ask God, now God, I don't know what I haven't surrendered. Would you help me, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus? What have I not surrendered? Am I more important than God? Am I more important than Jesus? Is my money more important than Jesus? Is life more important than Jesus? This stuff is real, saints. You know something? We've just been patty caked, you see. We've been talking about the big things that we can all do for God. And we don't even, Paul, he was bit by a snake. He spent half the night in an ocean. And we say, well, I don't think we have to be tested. I don't think, what part of the Bible do you want to tear out? So what have you not surrendered? Is it your mind? Is it your emotions? Is there something you love doing in life that only you know and God knows about? What have you not surrendered? And that's what God's saying here tonight. If I'm ever going to get from one to two, then I'm going to have to find out what I have. Because if I don't surrender something and I know I'm supposed to, I'll stay at number one. It's a real battle, saints, to agree with the Spirit of God and overcome your mind and overcome thoughts. Because the flesh just wants to respond a certain way. I've been preaching this stuff for 30-something years, the same messages. But I do it. You see, I'm in bed at night. Before I go to bed, I identify with those things that are in Christ Jesus. When I get up in the morning, that's what I do before I get out of bed. I identify with all those good things that are in me in Christ Jesus. And the Holy Spirit will help you. And if there's something you're identifying in Christ and you haven't surrendered, God will help you surrender it. Give it over to God. Give your life over to God. Your life is important to God, but sometimes it's more important to us. If you don't think it is, wait till you start, your body starts shutting down. Watch how kicking and screaming you'll be. You'll do everything you can to hang on to it. But everybody's going to cross over someday. Everybody's going to meet that day. Unless Jesus comes back in the meantime. Everybody's going to meet it. Are you afraid of death? Then maybe you got sin in your life. We all sin. That which is not of faith is sin. But God is wanting you to know tonight and asking you, you see, if you don't mix faith with the gospel, with the word of God, listen, you won't get the benefits. A lot of people don't like to come here because they don't like to hear what I'm saying. We just don't want to deal with, we'd rather say, I'm so perfect. I'm Christ-like. I'm powerful. And when you look at them, everybody's got things lined up that's more important to you. What have you not surrendered? Surrender your body. Surrender your heart. Surrender your lungs. Surrender your liver. Surrender your mind. Surrender your sexual organs. Give it to God. It don't mean you'll arrive at that moment, but I'm telling you, saints, that's saying, Lord, I want you to be Lord over my life. I don't know how to get there. If he's Jesus and he's Lord, or is he just, are you just born again? If he's Lord, surrender everything. Give your eyes to Jesus so people won't try to bum them. I'm serious. Give everything to God. Actually, it all belongs, if your blood bought, it belongs to him anyway. But sometimes we hold it back. We don't want to give to God. So he wants you to surrender, 12:2, if you would, Steve. And don't be conformed. In other words, you're not going to agree with the world. You're not going to agree the way the world makes does things, this world. But be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So you're going to allow the mind of Christ come in. How are you going to allow the mind of Christ come in? You identify with all those good things that are in Christ Jesus. You run that into your mind and get that into your thinking, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God is. See, God's saying you're going to have to prove it. You're going to have to renew your mind. You're going to have to disengage from the world. I'm telling you, there's a cancer in America today. Homosexuality, sin, they're killing children, they're killing babies. They're killing people today. Life don't mean nothing to anybody. People are shooting people. People are killing people. And the cancer is getting worse. When I was a kid, I didn't hear about all these murders and everything else. And so just from the time I was a kid where I am now, the world has completely changed. And if you and I don't get identifying with those things that are in Christ, you see, we'll start conforming to the world. Do you notice Obama apologized for burning the Quran, but never spoke of the two young men that got killed over there? It seems like he's always apologizing to the Muslims. It's just like his attorney general. There's a guy down there on the border that got shot with one of our own guns that we let him take free over there. And the attorney general has never mentioned the guy, never said, you know, sorry about the death or nothing. It's getting cold, saints. And if you and I conform to the world, you'll get cold just like it. See, it should bother us that children are getting killed, that children are getting raped, that innocent blood is being shed, that the world is turning where kids are coming in with one family, one parent, and you know where they're going to wind up. Most of them, a big percentage of them. So that's conforming to the world. I don't want to agree with the world. I don't want to agree with the Republicans and Democrats. I want to agree with a man of God in the White House. That God's got God's heart. Amen? Well, that's why he's talking about don't be conformed to this world. Don't agree with the world. I'm telling you, it's going down the tube, saints. And God, it grieves the Holy Spirit that the body of Christ, you and I, don't have a victory record, that we're walking with Jesus, that we can't go in hospitals and set the captives free. Luke 4:18, the Spirit of God's upon me. He's anointed me to preach the gospel, open the blind eyes, set the oppressed and the captives free. Me and my wife have experienced this. We've seen a hospital cleaned out. I'm telling you, saints, I don't know what hospitals you've been to lately, if any, but the parking lots are plumb full. The nurse came in and said the hospital's full. Memorial is full. Psychiatrist offices are full. Counseling offices are full. I know of somebody I know, and I'm not going to say who it is, who has rental property. And he just expanded a counselor who's in his building. He expanded, a whole bunch of walls were knocked out. There's so many people coming. And you know, we as Christians, we can go in front of the Holy Spirit and be counseled from the Holy Spirit, because he's a counselor, teacher, comfort. You know, we don't have to go on or get all these reports from different things. He'll counsel you. I don't know why we were down that emergency room and won the battle over that machine, but we did it. See, I can't choose and pick what I want to do. If I'm blood bought, I belong to God. And if he chooses to take me out in the desert to test me, or if he chooses however he chooses, I'm blood bought. But is Jesus more important in my life? Have I really gave everything up to God? Have I given everything up to God? Have I turned everything over to God? Have I surrendered everything? There's people sitting here, and I include myself. There's something. This is the reason why part of this message is like this. There's something you haven't surrendered. Do you know why? That's the way the fleshly body is. So if you want words to determine your destiny, you've got to speak words that are found in Christ. Amen? Do not be conformed to this world. I'll tell you what. Don't close your eyes, saints, as far as the world's concerned. There's a cancer in this world, and America's going down the tubes. Jesus said it'll return to the days of Noah. I'm not saying it's like 2 days down the road, but you can see it rotting right in front of us. All the thievery, the banks, Wall Street, all the things that are going on. Amen? And if we start identifying with Christ, God wants to bring a revival. And we can't have a revival according to how we want it. Do you understand that faith is not understanding? In other words, we think if we get more understanding, we get faith. No, that's not what faith is. It's not what you see. Hallelujah. Well, praise God. Amen. Pray some song, Jeff, if you would, please. Words determine destiny. Destiny is found in Christ, in you. I identify with all those good things that are in Christ in me, right? Hallelujah. Then you got to mix faith with it. Then you got to surrender. Then you got to renew your mind, stop agreeing with the world. Very simple thing, but it's no good if you don't do it. Yes, we praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Yes, we do, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Mm-hmm.
bow my flesh before you, Jesus. You are King, you are Lord, you are my salvation. I ask you to help me, Jesus, that your Spirit will fall upon these people, Lord, in Jesus' name.
You can adjust your blood pressure by identifying with those things that are in Christ Jesus. You can cause your pancreas to start operating properly if you have diabetes, or you know somebody that does. If you start identifying with all those good things that are in Christ Jesus, it'll heal your body. It doesn't mean you won't have tests. It doesn't mean you won't have trials. It doesn't mean you'll arrive at a place you won't ever have some problems. But let me tell you something. In the book of Revelation, it says they overcame by the blood and their testimony. What is our testimony? Our testimony is Jesus. That's our testimony. And then what did he do? He saved me, filled me with the Spirit, or he placed me in the Spirit, and the Holy Spirit baptized me in the Spirit to do the works of the Holy Spirit. Jesus is our testimony. It ain't what we did or going to do. Jesus is our testimony. They overcame by the blood and their testimony. Jesus is your testimony, amen? He got all the victory. He did it all at the cross. He shed a holy, pure blood for us. He resurrected. He died for us. He resurrected. He was of the virgin birth. Jesus is our testimony. And the Spirit of God in us tries to reproduce Jesus so that we have a testimony carrying on the work of Jesus. We need a revival in America. The church needs to wake up. We're slowly slipping into religion. We're canceling out the power of the Holy Spirit. You don't have to wait much longer, dear, maybe 30 days. There's something that's coming from God. It's going to turn things around in your life. What's your first name? Christy? Something's going to turn around in the next 30 days, God's saying, so that I know you've been waiting a long time for something. Haven't you? Well, God's saying tonight you're not going to wait. 30 days, it's in the workings. I don't know, God's not, some things he's showing me, some things he's not, but one thing he's showing me that you don't have to wait much longer. In the next 30 days, God's going to turn something around in your life. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Are you married? You're not married. Oh, well, you're married to Jesus, right? Amen. Praise God. Are you two friends? A little bit?
Yeah,
huh?
We know each other from somewhere else, but yeah.
Oh, that's okay. I don't have to know, you know. Yeah. Just long as it's not prison or something. Hallelujah. You get the copy of that, dear. I'm telling you. You can take that to the bank. It's going to turn around. You ain't got to wait much longer. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Is somebody here concerned about a sister or brother in your family? Is anybody concerned about a sister or a brother? There's two bad. What is it, a sister or brother? Brother. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Aren't you concerned about some family members? You too. You. Well, how come you didn't raise your hand? Huh? Oh, okay. But you know, when these words come forward and when you respond to it, that's faith. And so if you're concerned about a family member, of families, yeah, you bet, dear. And you daughter, and you son over here, or brother, I should say. You say, brother? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. Father God, we thank you for these words. We thank you for the moving of your Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord, in the next 30 days, Lord, something's going to come alive from you, Lord Jesus, in Christy's life. We thank you, Lord, for that family, Lord, that you're adjusting, Lord, and bringing into the kingdom by your power and by your grace. We thank you for these daughters, Lord, and this son, this brother, Lord, in Jesus' name. We thank you for these people, Lord, who have reached out to you tonight, Lord. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And we heard them speak faith, Lord Jesus Christ. And so two touching agreeing is going to cause it to overturn in Jesus' holy name. We love you, Lord Jesus. Jesus. We honor you and we praise you and we exalt and lift you up. We thank you, Lord. Tonight, God's going to deal with something. If you want to surrender anything, you want to surrender anything, I don't want you to tell me anything. But if you want to, whatever you want to surrender, you can do it sitting there, or you can come up here, and I'll anoint you and lay hands on you. You may hear some other things from God. Hallelujah. So if you want prayer, come up here now in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, we love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Holy Spirit. I want anybody up here have pain in your back or your legs or something? I mean, is there any pain up here, or are you just up here for prayer? There's pain. Where is it at, dear? Your back and your legs? Your shoulders? Okay, what I want you to do, I want you to raise your hands, close your eyes. Raise your hands and close your eyes. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Anybody else pain? You just want prayer. Okay. Hallelujah. And I didn't get, everybody's down here is fine, right? Okay. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your healing. Thank you for the blood you shed, Lord. Thank you, Lord, you're coming upon these shoulders right now. Of Jesus, the presence of Jesus on these shoulders, Lord, right now. Stay right there, dear. Hallelujah. Right now, Lord. Her back and her legs, Lord, in Jesus' name. Oh, the presence of the Holy Spirit. Praise you, Jesus. We want Jesus to sovereignly touch you tonight. Hallelujah. Taking away the pain from the back. Take it, Jesus, and the pain from the back of the legs. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Can you feel that? Yeah, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Where's the pain now? Is it gone?
It's gone. I can do this.
Ain't that nice? Father God, we thank you and we praise you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. See, that means he's really here, isn't it? Hallelujah. Raise your hands there. Raise your hand. Close your eyes. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we ask the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, Father God, in Jesus' name. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Ah, the presence of the Holy Spirit, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Ooh, hallelujah. Oh, the presence. Thank you, Jesus. I touch him right now in Jesus' name. Oh, the presence of the Holy Spirit. The presence of the Holy Spirit. Praise you, Jesus. God says, my son, it's left. It's left. It's not returning. It's left right now. It's left. It's gone by the power of Jesus. It's left. Every bit of it. Every bit of it's left in Jesus' name. The peace of Jesus upon my brother. The peace of Jesus. The peace of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, the peace of Jesus. Take a deep breath. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Just draw his presence right in. Oh, thank you, Lord. Peace of Jesus. Hallelujah. Peace of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. The peace of Jesus. The peace of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. Oh, the peace of Jesus. The peace of Jesus. Father God, we're asking, Lord, for a fresh anointing of the Spirit of God upon my sister, my brother here, Lord. Let these hands now be anointed, Lord, when she touches the children, Lord, sometimes without saying anything. She's going to see children healed. She's going to see children healed. And Father God, I sense, Lord, that she has a great desire healed and healing in their emotions and their minds. And she's going to see that, Lord, because children are going to tell her, I feel better. Not because necessarily that she pushed Jesus or anything in that area, but just touching them, and they're going to have a testimony. Oh, we thank you and we praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Let the anointing flow in my sister right now, Lord, into these children, Lord, in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, the healing anointing, Lord. The healing anointing, Lord Jesus. The healing anointing, Jesus. Oh, we praise you, Lord. The healing anointing. Oh, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. The healing anointing. Anointing. Oh, hallelujah. The healing anointing. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Do you feel better, dear?
Yes.
Praise God.
I raised my hand for my brother.
Oh, okay. Pray for the brother. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Presence of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah.
One of these big wheels that are behind a boat and it turns in the water and drives the boat. There's some fresh water being driven towards you from the Spirit of God, some fresh water, some fresh life from the Word of God, some fresh anointing from the Spirit of God with upon you and within you. There's freshness coming to you, freshness coming to you. In Jesus' name, it's going to touch and refresh your mind. God is doing something with your eyes. Hallelujah. And there's something in your stomach area where God isn't there all the time, but God is doing something in your stomach area in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Every bit of it. Every bit of it.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. God is so good. We love you, Lord Jesus. We love you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. God, I put my hand over her head, Lord, just as the cloud, Lord, in the Old Testament and the fire, Lord. Let the presence of angels be over her head. Oh, the next 7 or 8 days, something's happening. The next 7 or 8 days. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Oh, we honor you tonight, Lord Jesus. We exalt and lift you up. You are the mighty King, the Lord and Savior. You are the only way to Father God. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for the ministry of the Holy Spirit. We draw our attention to you, Lord Jesus Christ. We just are continually praying for revival to sweep through the body of Christ, Lord. This sweeps through Colorado Springs, Lord. There is a cancer in America, but you said in your word back there in Chronicles, Lord, if we would pray, the healing of the land would come, Lord. The healing of the land would come, Lord Jesus. We ask, Lord, that you use these individuals sitting in your presence right now, Lord, to do miracles, Lord, that will draw attention to you, Lord Jesus Christ. You have spoken in your word. We can do the same and even greater, Lord. So we thank you and we praise you, Lord. We hunger for you, Jesus. We don't hunger for ourselves. We don't hunger for the world. We hunger for you, Jesus. We hunger for the supernatural. We hunger for a move, mighty move of your Holy Spirit, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Lord, that peace will be in everybody's home tonight. Peace will be upon each individual, Lord. We thank you and we praise you in the blessed name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, we love you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. I'm supposed to go this way. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Ooh. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, the presence. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I just love this. I wish I had 500 more people here, man. Who? Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, we love you, Jesus. We praise you, Lord. Father God, I ask the windows in heaven open, Lord. Oh, it'd be pressed down, shaken together, and running over, Lord. In all areas, Lord, we thank you for your abundant life, Lord Jesus. We thank you that we desire, we persevere, we press into you, Lord Jesus, and you become more important in our lives, Lord. And the Holy Spirit is here to teach us and counsel us how to carry on your ministry, Jesus. Oh, we love you, Lord. How to walk and be filled with your love, Lord Jesus. Faith, hope, and love. Oh, fill us with your love tonight, Lord Jesus. Fill us with your love tonight, Lord Jesus. So all will see the love of God on us and upon us, in us, Lord. Oh, we want to represent you, Jesus. We want you to be our testimony, Lord Jesus. We thank you that we have overcome by your blood, but we want to be we want you to be our testimony, Lord. Our tongues speak in the word of God. Our minds think in the word of God. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, are you blessed? Amen. I am. I just preached myself happy, man.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Well, just received a blessing walking, and I'm telling you, there's a presence of God in here. Ooh. Praise God. We need a presence of God to sweep through Colorado Springs, don't we? We need him to touch the schools, the police department, everybody, the mayor, the governor. Oh, everybody up there in Denver. Praise God. The devil's all done. The devil's all done. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. I think Bill said tonight we read the end of the book. We win, right? Hallelujah. I've been thinking about heaven lately. I don't mean going home to heaven, but thinking about heaven, saying, you know, Lord, it'd be nice if you just give me an escalator. Let me go up. Let one going up and one coming down. We'll go up and we'll talk a little bit. I want to see that place up there. Wouldn't that be nice? Are you ready to see heaven?
Ooh.
You ain't going to want to come back when you get up there, dear. That's flesh talking. Heaven's got to be more important. He can give you a glimpse, or he can say, you want to stay or go back? I can't believe we'd be in heaven, man. And we say, no, I want to go back to that crap down there. I like all the murders and rapes and killing children and bloodshed. And yeah, right. Well, a little bit of Elry just came out, Jesus, but I still thank you, Lord, that you forgive me and love me. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, shake someone's hand and say something nice. Hallelujah. Above all, shake the hand of the Lord. Praise God. Yeah.